Is it a robot?
Robot or not?
Have you seen the movie or read the short story, The Bicentennial Man?
I think I did see the movie.
It's the
a long time ago.
Robin Williams was in the movie, and it was an Isaac Asimov story. I haven't seen the movie. I've read the story, but they follow similar storylines. I mean, the idea here is there's a robot, and he starts out as a robot. He's an intelligent caretaker of, I think, a human child. And over time, because he's immortal, over time, you know, the child grows up and she becomes very old, and he keeps improving himself and is very intelligent. And at some point, what happens is that he begins to replace his parts. He creates like organic based prosthetics. And he's designing them for himself, but he also becomes kind of applauded in society because people who've lost limbs and things like that and have problems with their digestive tract and all that, he creates artificial versions of all of these things. So he becomes a hero among humans because he's creating artificial replacements for their body parts. But what he's really doing is creating you know, biological versions of his parts and replacing him. Because he wants to be more human. And the end of the story is that he wants to be recognized as a human being, and the legal authorities are kind of questioning this. And the framing device of the story is that he, on his like 150th birthday, he gets a procedure on his positronic brain to have it begin to decay, and it will cease functioning in about 50 years. So it makes him mortal. And that's the gesture that he wants to make in order to be recognized as a human being instead of as a robot. So my question for you is, knowing what you know, having seen the movie a long time ago and not read the story, but knowing what you know based on that description, is he always a robot? Does he start as a robot and become something else? We've tread on a lot of this ground before, but I think this is an interesting example. A lot of people have asked about it, about sort of like this one character who starts out very clearly as a robot and ends up maybe in another place.
Sounds to me like he is a robot cosplaying as a human, because it starts off as a robot, you know, clear. Right. And then just because you're a robot and you start replacing your metal part with living parts and start integrating them, I think you are just doing body modification with biological parts, especially since like the seat of consciousness, such as it was, whatever the positronic brain thing,
right,
is never organic. Like it is always the robot brain as it ever was. Even when he becomes mortal, it's like, oh, I'm setting self-destruct on my robot brain.
Right.
But I am started as a robot, and I'm going to be a robot all the way through, even as I replace my parts.
I think with the clockwork droids, when we talked about that, though, that he must if he's using biological parts, so he's replacing his, you know, he installs a digestive system so he can eat, even though it doesn't actually do anything other than let him eat like people, or maybe he, you know, has a biological covering that looks like skin. At some point, does he verge into being, you know, that famous, one of my favorite things that we discovered in this podcast, a wraparound cyborg, where he's coming at cyborgism from the robot side? Does he turn into a cyborg?
I don't think we have a word for that going that direction, because cyborg is like you start off as a human, but you start replacing parts of yourself with, you know, metal mechanical things. Like, so you are a cyborg, right? But at no point do you go from cyborg to robot unless, like, then you're not there anymore. Like, I've replaced every part of me. Well, guess what? You're dead now, because
right.
once you replace the brain, that's it. And so with robot, we don't have a word for a robot adding fleshy bits. Like, I don't think there's a, or at least I don't know one, like, for, we talked about reverse cyborg or whatever. But either way, same thing with the robot. If you replace your positronic brain with a human grown brain, then you are gone. You were that
right.
Positronic brain. Where did you go? Nope, you're not there anymore.
But if it's a positronic brain inside a cloned biological body, you know, is that a robot or is that a cyborg, or, you know, reverse cyborg?
Yeah, or it's, that's like a reverse Ghost in the Shell, right? So Ghost in the Shell is complete metal body but biological brain, and then you just inverted that. But the seat of consciousness is always like the, you know, the important
that's
bit
true.
In terms of identity.
Cyborg spelled backwards is Grobic, so maybe we should popularize that, Grobic.
I don't think that's going to catch on.
Grobic. It's great. All right, maybe not.
Robot or not.